And so, Deborah, could you tell us a little bit about about the history of New Horizons and what's going on with that, right? To get us all on the same page a little bit.
Absolutely, my pleasure, and thank you for having me here today. New Horizons was started in 2002 by Bob and Ellen Nichols, who were raised in Naples. And Ellen was teaching in the classroom and saw the huge need of the Hispanic population who were coming to this country not knowing English and in the public school but not having anyone to help them after school with their homework. And so she and Bob started New Horizons. They started with 20 kids at one location and offering them through our mission, which is to empower at-risk youth to reach their full potential through three components: tutoring, mentoring, and faith building. So we are a faith-based organization, and we have grown today to have 600 at-risk students in our programs at 10 locations, and one of them is right here on your campus.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
It is very exciting. And from my perspective, I'm very mission-oriented. I have done missions in Cuba and Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And it's a trip. It's a stretch. And not everyone's able to do that. So with that mission orientation, I can tell our entire community that all you have to do is walk to your church campus one day a week for an hour and a half, and you are in mission, serving the Lord, but also serving these children. And your mission as a church is to transform others, to bring others to be disciples of Christ and transform the world. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what New Horizons is doing. We're bringing these kids in when they're in kindergarten or at any grade, but they stay with us until they graduate from high school. And we help them to succeed in school, to succeed in life, and to be followers of Christ.
Yeah, it's a really an amazing organization. Tell us a little bit about how you got connected with New Horizons.
So my background is United States Air Force as a civilian. I was working for them for 29 years and able to do missions on and off, but my passion was missions. So when I retired, I committed my time to doing exactly that. And as I got involved in my church is at Astero United Methodist Church, I was doing missions, but I wasn't able to do it every day to the extent that I wanted to. And then I was introduced to New Horizons in 2007, and their mission and the fact that they're faith-based, that they are changing these kids' lives now and forever, I was all in.
Yeah.
So I became the executive director in 2012 and have been doing that ever since. And every day I get to do missions.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting to see the growth in it. Tell us a little bit about how, since 2012, or even since 2002, how New Horizons has exploded.
Sure.
In our community.
So the need here is great. We don't often see that. We have 50,000 students living in poverty in Lee and Collier County, and they're in pockets of poverty. They're not broadly spread across the community. And our goal through New Horizons is to have church partners that are close to where these kids live and go to school so that the kids feel able to come at any time. They can get involved in the church ministries. They can be a part of the church family. So they're not only spending time with us after school, but they're spending time surrounded in a Christian environment. And that not only for them, but for their families. So we have expanded over the years from one program to 8, and from one site to 10. We're non-denominational, so we are partners with a range of churches as long as they have the heart to host us. And we love to have the congregation come and join us as well. So we are very heavily dependent on volunteers. Mm-hmm. Right now we have 750 in the community that are helping our kids. So our model is to invite the children. We pick them up after school on a bus. We bring them, for example, here, and you see our buses around your church campus. Mm-hmm. And they are greeted by our staff, but they are also greeted by volunteers. And those volunteers spend an hour and a half with them, helping them with their homework, making sure they understand it and it's complete, helping them with their social skills so that they learn how to shake hands, smile, make eye contact, helping them learn their memory verse each week. And then our staff spends time with them later when they're with us, giving them a Bible lesson. So it's a wonderful afternoon. Yeah. It's a great way. I think we have two people. Anybody here that is a volunteer with New Horizons?
Yeah.
Thank
Sue
you.
Sue and Donna. Yeah.
Sue and Don. So please spread the word. We would love to have you join us, and your hearts will be stolen. These kids are so grateful to have your help. To get to know you, to learn about your life experiences. And it's really an opportunity for all of us to share our values, to share our faith, and to pass that on to the next generation. The kids that are on this campus are in kindergarten through fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've been helping out with New Horizons for a couple of years now. I started off teaching just general board games, and then I started teaching them chess, and they love to play chess. And the kids the students that are there right now keep begging me, when are we going to play chess again? So it's really cool, but I didn't share this with you when we were talking earlier, that I was in the grocery store. I was at Publix, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and one of the kids who had moved away from our program here because he'd gone into middle school saw me, goes, Pastor CJ, are you still playing chess with everybody? I said, well, kind of, not really, but he recognized me and came to me, and it took me probably a minute before I realized, oh, I know where I know this kid from. And so it's these relationships that are established and that are built over time, they continue to grow and continue to live in our community. And it's such a great way for the church to be plugged into our community.
Absolutely.
And so I wanted to ask you a little bit of how you see the growth of what you're doing in the community happening through New Horizons.
Well, for us, we're totally committed to growth. I mean, you think 50,000 kids living in poverty, and the statistics show that if they're not given a hand up, they are going to turn to violence, drugs, gangs, crime, teen pregnancy, and social service dependence. So we can help change the course of their lives, and we're totally committed to doing that. We want to grow, but in order to grow, we need three things: a church partner, volunteers, and then the financial resources. We don't charge our kids. Their average family income is $20,000 a year. So everything that we make happen is just through community support. We are looking at a couple of new partners this next year, hoping to grow again. And we're still, it's just a drop in a bucket when you think about the fact that we're serving 600 versus 50,000.
Yeah, yeah. How do you see God working through your ministry? I know it might be hard to pick just one, but just share a story.
There's amazing stories. We had a teen that spoke. He was in 10th grade, and he said if it hadn't been for New Horizons, he would be dead like a lot of his other friends from drugs. It kind of stopped us and made us draw a big breath. The other day, I was sitting with one of our students that's graduating high school, and I asked her, as the few months left, what are you going to miss most? And she said the devotions. And that just so touched my heart. You think of all of the things that she's done with us over the years. She's been with us from kindergarten through 12th grade, and that's her memory. And that's just a showstopper. These kids, when they graduate from our programs and from high school, they all write a testimony. And it's their choice, you know, what they put in it. But I would say 99% of them all factor in their relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
It's just It's so powerful when you think about these kids. From kindergarten to 12th grade for 13 years, they've been surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. And they don't turn from that.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the Proverbs verse this morning, teach them in the ways they should go and they will grow up that and stay on that course. And that's truly what we see in our kids. Another part of their testimony is that they're very committed to giving back. We see most of our students, when they're picking a career, it's one to help someone else, whether it's in medicine or in law enforcement. What's another good...
A couple of them have gone to the military.
Yes. We definitely have people that are in the military. So they're very committed to giving back for what they've been given in their lives through New Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a 92% graduation rate over the last 10 years from our programs. And that's double what their at-risk peers graduation rate is. So these kids now are going out into the community. They're working. They're volunteering. They're going to college, VOTEC, and they're being very productive citizens.
Yeah. So just so you all get an idea of this, some of these students that are coming here, I know there's one here in Bonita Springs that came last year, I think, and spoke zero English.
Mm-hmm.
And the mentoring and the conversations and the work that these volunteers are putting in with this young man have helped him learn not only just what it is to be here, but also have helped him learn English.
Yes.
And does that happen very often?
I would say probably 10% of our kids that come to our programs come to us not knowing English. They have just come from their home country, and they're enrolled in school. They will get into our program, and we will work with them. We don't speak Spanish to our kids other than those that are they're coming in that regard, in that way. So as you're considering volunteering, you don't need to know any Spanish. It's all English. We have one Spanish-speaking staff person for each of our programs so that they're able to communicate with the parents. But our kids want to learn English. We want them to learn English, and they're being taught in English. So that's really critical. And it's very powerful to see how a very shy, reserved, mm-hmm. young child who doesn't know the culture, has been very isolated by poverty, really starts to shine when they get that first A on their test,
mm-hmm.
When they come to our programs and they get encouragement, when they learn their first Bible verse. It's just a great opportunity to come join us in the afternoons and have your heart stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think of one individual here at Medina, Brian, who has just blossomed as an artist. The mentoring that he receives and the encouragement that he receives allows him to grow and flourish in the thing he's passionate about. And I see that through a lot of these students, is that what we're doing with New Horizons really affects not just the student, but affects the whole community. And can you talk a little bit about that for us?
Yes. We just really focused on that a year ago and made a conscious decision to look at all of those spheres of influence. So you think about the fact that, okay, we're serving 600 kids, but we have 90 staff members, part-time and full-time. They're being influenced by these kids because they're not just doing the job. It's their passion. It's part of their faith and their service and their mission. We have 750 volunteers. They're being influenced by these kids. The kids go home, they're influencing their parents, they're influencing their siblings, they're inviting their parents to come on, let's go back to church, let's go to this activity or this ministry. In the classroom, mm-hmm. we survey the teachers of our students. So our kids are at 27 different public schools. And last year we surveyed, we received 100 responses, and all of them said that the impact that these kids are having is just monumental. And then we partner with multiple community members. different organizations, other nonprofits, and the churches, and they too are being influenced by what's going on through our programs and our kids.
Yeah, so it's not just what's happening in these classrooms.
Nope.
It is affecting the entire community.
Absolutely.
Transforming the world.
Absolutely. It is a ripple effect. And we just put together a map and all of the different places that we are serving these kids in conjunction with churches, in conjunction with volunteers. And it's just a nice path along 41 from Fort Myers to Naples. It's definitely having an impact and in influencing our community.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about long-term goals. What's the dream for New Horizons that could be made a reality?
Our board of directors just met recently and is doing some strategic planning. And we undertook three significant initiatives. One was for the long-term sustainability of our organization, so that we are going to establish, or we have established, but we're going to grow our endowment so that we have a continual funding stream to help address the financial resources. We want to do an outside accreditation of our model so that it's not just us saying and us providing the statistics, but an external accredited organization that's validating us.
Yeah.
And with all of that, to seek out church partnerships. We've been very, I think, if you wanted to call a big, hairy, audacious goal, to have 10,000 students enrolled.
Yeah.
But we, in order to do that, we need 150 church partners. So if we don't dream it, it can't happen.
Right.
And God's in control, and we're trusting Him to put it all together so that we can get it done.
Yeah.
And we can really, really make a difference.
Someone's read their Jim Collins with the BHAGs.
Yes.
Good job.
Very good.
So 10,000 students, that's still not even all of the people that that need help.
Exactly.
But it's also one of the things that I appreciate about New Horizons is, at least in my experience of it, is it doesn't name the kids as impoverished or deficient in anything. It treats them, this is Brian, this is Susie. I mean, these are their names. They're fully human.
Exactly.
And I think that's one of the important things for us in any situation, to recognize these are humans that have different opportunities.
Sure.
Than we do.
They're a child of God, and we want them to reach their full potential. And we help them across the board in any way that we can. So our mission is focused on education and faith building. But if they have a need beyond what we can meet, you know, somewhere within the church, or you had Cafe of Life, their families are supported through what Cafe of Life does, Meals of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
The Rotary has been great, getting them into leadership camps. So they have a wide range of opportunities through our partnerships and our network, enabling them to do exactly what you said, to grow up and realize their full potential and to fully utilize the gifts that God has given them.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about, I know there's the after-school tutoring program, but there's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
There's the girls club, the boys club. If I remember correctly, there's like a mom's club.
Yep, you know us well.
Tell us a little bit about some of those programs also.
Sure. So our main programs are like the one that you have here, Super Kids Club, for our K through 5th graders. When they graduate from 5th grade here, they go to Estero United Methodist Church, where they have a Super Teens program, and then they're there from 6th through 12th grade. Last year, we launched a Super Girls Club here for the first time, and that's for our fourth and fifth grade girls that attend Super Kids Club. And what we want to do is prepare them for middle school so that when they get there, they don't succumb to the negative peer pressure. And we do that through learning modules and experiences for these girls, and really help to build their self-confidence and self-esteem. We have additionally a Super Boys Club that, same thing, fourth and fifth grade boys. We are rolling out at our all of our program sites. These kids are also involved in summer camp. They attend here in the month of June in the mornings. And you know how kids typically backslide during summer? Well, for our kids, that's even more of an issue because they're going home and speaking Spanish. They're not being read to. They're not reading. So we have them in our programs for 4 weeks, and we just focus on the reading. Laces of Love comes in, gives them back-to-school shoes. Lee County Summer Food Program comes in, gives them breakfast and lunch. And a number of churches put together backpacks with school supplies. So when these kids are done, they are feeling pretty darn good about going into the next grade and going back to school. So it's a wonderful program for them. And then for our teens, our 6th through 12th graders, they're in a 5-week Super Teens Leadership Camp. They are learning about leadership, all the different aspects of it. And then they do that in the morning. And then the afternoons, they go out into the community. They put those leadership skills into play. Mm-hmm. And they're exposed to all of these different things that they had no idea. Swimming. I mean, they don't even have bathing suits, so we work on that through community partners. Canoeing, kayaking. They'll go to attend a play at Broadway Palm. They'll have lunch. We took students to a movie theater. We had some that had never been into a movie theater. They went to see I Can Only Imagine. Yeah, the song. And very powerful movie for them. And very powerful to hear their testimonies afterward about what they took away from it. So giving these kids exposure to these kinds of things, we want to do two things. We want to encourage them to stay in school because these opportunities are available to them. But we also want them to know this is a loving, caring community, and we want them to succeed and do well.
Yeah, even just hearing what you're sharing, some of the stuff, it puts in my face the privileges I've had as a white male human being who has grown up in a upper middle class situation where I don't even realize, I mean, a swimsuit is something that's so simple to me, but these students don't even have that.
Right.
And then I think I remember having a conversation, it might have been with Marianne, who is one of the leaders for the program here, about some of the parents never having put together a budget, never being able to think about some of these things. And these skills that many of us probably take for granted are easily taught.
Exactly.
And mentored to these students and to their parents through the programs you offer at New Horizons.
Absolutely. And a lot of times I get questions from potential volunteers. Well, what do I need to know? You just need to love on these kids because you know so much and you don't realize how much you know. And it's just a matter of giving an hour and a half a week to change the course of their lives forever. We offer a few more programs, College Bound, for juniors and seniors to get them ready to go to college or VOTEC, a program for our super moms. And that kind of touches on what you were saying, Pastor, that the parents of these kids, the extent of their education is maybe second or third grade. So we've had programs before for the moms where we teach them what an A to an F on a report card is. We teach them about a bank or about a credit card, what healthy food is for their kids to eat. So it's pretty amazing what we're able to share and the differences we're able to make.
We're going to change gears here for a second because I think you guys get it now that we need volunteers. I want to talk a little bit about what God has done in your life through New Horizons. Where are you experiencing God through your service in this ministry? And it's okay if you tear up.
Okay, good. I was asked to lead New Horizons in 2009, and I said, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I've never done a fundraiser. I don't know how to ask for money, and that's my main role right now. And they came back, Bob and Ellen came back to me in 2012, and I remained on the board, and I had remained involved in New Horizons. And they said, Bob's stepping down as the executive director. Please, please, you have to take over. So I said, okay, give me some time to pray about this. And I said, Lord, I'll say yes, but you've got to help me because I have no clue. So he's helped me. He's really helped me. And, you know, it's just a living testimony that if you only say yes, that's all you have to do is say, yes, Lord, I will do it. And he's so faithful, and he makes it happen. So from the time I came on board, we had 200 kids. We're now at 600, and it's all because I said yes. I brought a team on. They all said yes, and we're still growing. We're still serving, and we are still saying yes.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Thank you for sharing with us. I appreciate it. Thank you.